Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel and a brand new month, the month of August at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or something you'd like to talk about, perhaps a life issue you'd like to discuss, the lines are open for your calls right now at 844-322-2742. Let us hear from you. That's why we're here and have this broadcast and these phone lines open, to serve you, our listeners. 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. We're talking about the grace of God this month. We have a great resource called The Gateway to Grace. It's six messages plus a manual, and we want to put that in your hands. It is a fantastic resource. But Paul, as he is getting to the latter stages of his life, he's headed to Jerusalem, and as he's going there, he calls for a meeting with the elders at Ephesus. And he tells them what his plan is, and they try to keep him from going. And he says, I want to finish the race that God has given me. I want to complete the task that God has placed before me. And that task is testifying to the gospel of God's grace. So there's something vitally important about this word grace. So many of us just think of it as a covering for sin. When we do something bad, we're hoping that God is going to treat us with grace. Yeah. But it's so much more than that. It's so much bigger than that. So we want to spend the month talking about the grace of God. And we're going to start today in the Gospel of John. And here's what John had to say about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there was something that was in the beginning with God. It was the very Word of God. And John says that Word was God indeed. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that Word is Jesus Christ. So who is Jesus? Well, he's God in human flesh. So he dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So you cannot separate the grace of God from Jesus Christ. We see the very expression of God's grace in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Well, John goes on and he says, now John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me. So John preceded Jesus in birth. So he's older from a physical standpoint, but John recognized the truth that Jesus was in the beginning with God. Yeah. And at a point in time, he became flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory. Glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So he says, and from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Mm-hmm. So where do we go to receive grace? Jesus Christ. Yeah. He has the corner on the market. Now, I say that because there's a famous Christian pastor who has just renounced his faith, and he says, no one has the corner, the market cornered on the grace of God. Yes, there is someone who does. Yes. His name is Jesus Christ. He has cornered the market on the grace of God. And if you want to know anything about the grace of God, you have to look squarely in the person of Jesus Christ. You have to look to him and who he is and what he accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. He goes on, John goes on, for the law was given through Moses. We know that to be true. Mm-hmm. Moses received that Mosaic covenant, which consisted of the Ten Commandments. That's the corner piece, the central piece of that Mosaic covenant. Those were the things etched on tablets of stone. He received that. That law was given through Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Why? He is the source of grace and truth in this world. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one who is full of grace and truth. And no one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. So in Jesus appearing, what does he make known to us about God the Father? That God the Father is a God that is filled with grace. Why? Because Jesus is the one who is full of grace and truth. So we're going to take a look at this grace this entire month.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we're going to take a look at Jesus, because you cannot separate Christ from grace.
Absolutely.
The two go hand in glove.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob. Friends, we have an open line for you if you'd like to enter the discussion and have something you'd like to talk about, perhaps a question out of the Bible or something you've heard on Basic Gospel, a good opportunity. It's 5 past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, so if you're hearing it at that time, well, we would love to hear from you because you're hearing the live broadcast. 844-322-2742. And Bob, you talked about talking about grace this month. Friends, your gifts make it possible in the lives of people all over the world to hear the truth. We hear it on a regular basis, and it's only because you give that others can hear, believe, and live this good news of Jesus Christ. We appreciate your partnership with us. And when you give this month of August, be sure to request your copy of our brand new resource. It's Gateway to Grace, a six message series and study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's love and grace. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, as always, and request your copy of Gateway to Grace. Again, donate at basicgospel.net. Bob, you might want to fill our listeners in a little bit more about this, because it's a big subject.
Well, it is a big subject. I mean, it's so big that it's attached to Jesus. He's God, so mm-hmm. grace is a God word.
Yeah.
It's not something that we can really figure out as we look out there in the world. We may see glimpses of what grace is all about, but if you're going to see the full reality of grace, you have to look to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Everything that he did for us is an extension of God's grace toward us. So that's what this resource is all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our upcoming conference is all about.
Absolutely.
As well, Simply
yeah.
Grace, and we'll talk more about that.
Mm-hmm.
So this product, Gateway to Grace, it is a fabulous resource. We start with Jesus, and then we just unfold the story of grace as we look at the cross, as we look at the resurrection, and we look at all the benefits of that in our lives here and now.
Yeah. Again, if you would like to get your copy, you can do that as you make your contribution to support Basic Gospel at basicgospel.net, and we would love for you to partner with us. And speaking of staying on subject, this is from an Irvine, California listener, Steve. He says, I'm still a new believer in the grace message. I grew up legalistic and afraid, and so it's hard to get the truth into the recesses of my thinking that I get so hard that I get confused, he says. Can you speak to the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Many works-based teachers use this to preach that unless one repents, and they mean go sinless, you cannot be saved. I know that repentance means to change one's mind and come to a knowledge of Christ and his obedience. Please elucidate this passage through the lens of grace so that my legalistic, slave to fear, conscious of my sin-based thinking is relieved in him once again.
So the passage is this: for godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. So a godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation. So what is godly grief? Well, it's recognizing the truth of your condition, that without Jesus, you are hopeless and helpless in this world. You're dead spiritually, and there's nothing that you can do to work yourself out of that condition. You're just going to remain dead. You may spray some perfume on yourself, some spiritual perfume, and try to make yourself smell a little better and look a little better, but you're still dead spiritually, and nothing that you do can change that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you recognize that truth, that reality, that's the godly grief that leads to repentance. So repentance is a change of mind. It's simply letting truth move your mind away from trying to figure things out from a worldly standpoint to Jesus Christ himself, and recognize that Jesus is God's plan for you.
Yeah.
Jesus is who God sent into the world. Jesus is your deliverer, your Savior, the one who took away your sins, the one who stands at the door of your heart and knocks and offers new eternal life. Mm-hmm. And so you change your mind because that godly grief has moved your mind away from the things of this world, right dab into the center of Christ Jesus. Now, there's a lot of people that are sorry for their sins. Mm-hmm. And what they regret is that they were caught. And that kind of sorrow doesn't lead to any repentance, any change of mind. That kind of sorrow, as it says, produces death. And we have to recognize that. So mm-hmm. This isn't talking about sinless perfection.
Right.
This is just putting repentance, kind of really spelling out what it is and what the result of it is mm-hmm. in our lives.
Steve, thanks for reaching out. Hope this is a help to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to give us a call or drop us an email. 844-322-2742. We have an open line for you right now. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Los Angeles and talk to Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, Antoine.
Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, guys. I was having a discussion with my pastor about the law. He started talking about the law, and he was saying that there are laws that we need to still keep. And one of the things he was talking about was there's creative law or divine law. I had never heard of it before, but I was listening to him. He said one is like the ritual laws, and then one was temporary laws. So he was saying like some of the laws like stealing and stuff like that we still need to keep.
But, well, so he's talking about
I thought
the moral law and the ceremonial law, and so many people.
You've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so many people try to. Divide the Mosaic Covenant into two sections. So you have the laws that define morality for us, and those would be the Ten Commandments. And then you have the ceremonial or the religious laws that kind of shaped the people of Israel. And so they would say when the New Testament says we're no longer under the law, it means that the ceremonial law is no longer speaking into our lives, but the moral laws continue to do so. Well, the Bible doesn't divide it into moral and ceremonial. It just says, here's the Mosaic Covenant. And God said, if you keep all of my statutes and commands, then I will be your God and you will be my people. Well, they blew it 2-3 weeks following the giving and the ratifying of that old covenant. They said, everything that you said, O Lord, we will do. And then they built the golden calf. And then that was their history for the next 1,400 years or so. Well, Christ came and he ended that. Why? Because he fulfilled it. He fulfilled that Mosaic covenant in every aspect of it. He kept the moral aspect of it. He kept the ceremonial aspect of it. He became the unblemished, spotless Lamb of God, and he offered himself as the final sacrifice for sin. And so when he offered that final sacrifice, he became the end of the law for righteousness' sakes. And now through faith, we receive that righteousness of Jesus. And when we receive that righteousness, when we are made alive together with him, when we're raised to walk in the newness of life, our relationship with the law of sin and death ended, and now we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So that Mosaic covenant has come to an end. It's fulfilled its purpose, and now we're under a higher law, the law of the Spirit of life. So when we're operating under this law of the Spirit of life, we're certainly, the Spirit of God isn't going to lead us to steal or commit adultery or to covet the things that our neighbors have. And all of that stuff that the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments isn't going to teach us how to love our neighbor. The Ten Commandments isn't going to teach us as husbands to love our wives as Christ loved the church, those sort of things. So We operate by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. And that Spirit is leading us to trust Jesus so that we can respond to our neighbor, to our family, to our friends, those within the body of Christ, with the very love of God that's been poured out into our hearts. So we have to realize we're no longer under the law. We've been released from that so that we could be joined to another, Jesus Christ himself, and we're under his leadership, his control, his directives. And when we simply live out what he's doing inside of us, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
All right. Thanks for the answer. I'm going to play it back for him. And maybe if you have any other questions, I'll call back.
Okay.
I got my Living on the Edge, video on the way. So thanks a lot.
Well,
great.
Excellent. I hope you enjoy it. Once you watch through that, give us a call back and let's talk about it.
We'll do. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Antoine.
Yeah. Well, an open line for you, friends, 844-322-2742. I mentioned it last week that I remember a caller some time ago calling in, and he said that every morning he crawled out of bed, fought traffic getting to work, worked all day, fought traffic on the way home, and by the end of the day he was so beaten up, knocked down, and burned out that he just felt like falling into bed and crying. And he went on to say that you know, he kind of gotten to the point where he wanted to pull the plug. Well, friends, if you identify with any part of that, there is a better way, and you'll learn about it when you join Bob Christopher in Basic Gospel for Simply Grace, a live seminar designed to help you cast your cares on Jesus because he clearly cares on you. That daily struggle is not what he has designed for you. At the Simply Grace Conference, you'll learn about the life that you can enjoy and thrive in every day. So no matter where you live in the U.S., in Canada, or elsewhere, we want you to be a part of Simply Grace. Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. All the information is online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information on the September Simply Grace Conference. It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a great time. And, you know, this grace message is being disseminated through the airwaves like we're doing here on Basic Gospel. It's you can pick it up through Facebook, through many different voices who are sharing the good news of Jesus through their Facebook pages or YouTube or Instagram and those sort of things. And so we have all kinds of choices on how to receive this good news.
Right.
But there's no better way than to receive it person to person.
Yeah.
When we're standing in front of each other and being able to share in this life together. And that's what this conference is going to afford you, the opportunity to connect with some like-minded believers and to enjoy some true, genuine fellowship around the grace of God, in the grace of God, sharing the very life of God in the person of Christ Jesus. And it is going to be a powerful expression of that life as we corporately look at these important passages in the Word of God that explain to us what this grace is all about. So we encourage you to come and be a part of it, to get connected with other people, with other humans who are in Christ, just as you are. And you will walk away from this with an experience of the life of Christ that will just wow you. And it's not, you know, that we're trying to create an experience. It's that the very presence of God in us, as we're learning and growing in his grace, his presence is going to wow us as we're connected one to another.
BasicGospel.net/events. You can get all the information and register right there online. BasicGospel.net/events for the Simply Grace Conference, September 6th and 7th, and we would love for you to be a part of it. In the meantime, from Seattle, Washington, I had a question from Carrie, Bob. He says, as in Romans 1, will God abandon a country? And if so, what will happen to the believers in that country? A friend mentioned the book The Harbinger by Jonathan Kahn, and I know John MacArthur believes we've been abandoned by God. Thank you for all you do to help me understand godly wisdom and principles. And that's from Concerned Citizen Carey.
Well, we're so concerned about countries and nations and that sort of thing, and how does God deal with those nations. We're asking that question here in America. How is God going to deal with us in light of the moral decay that we're seeing here? And I think we have to step back and say, how does God actually work in this world today? And he's chosen to work through his body. So he sent Christ into the world. And when Christ was in the world, he worked through Christ to reconcile the entire world unto himself through the death of Christ. He raised Christ from the dead so that you and I could be made alive together with him. And then we could be added to his body, that we could become a part of the very body of Christ. So God is working through Jesus through his body, which is you and me, in this world today. So he hasn't abandoned the world. He is working feverishly in this world today to deliver the good news about his son through us.
Right.
That's how it works. So we look at a country, we look at America, we look at the moral decay, and that's just a process of humanity. It starts out wanting to be good, but because we don't have virtue inherent in who we are as people, that starts to wane. That virtue starts to wane, and we pick up other worldly things. And Christians are to be a light in that darkness, to draw people unto this new kingdom, unto the body of Christ. If we lift up Christ, he's going to draw all men unto himself. That's what God is doing in this world through Jesus today, through his body today. So has he abandoned America? Well, absolutely not. The church is here. There are people who are believers in Christ here. There are people who have Christ living in them here. They are connected with other people who have Christ living in them right here. And so we're a voice, we're a light in this world of darkness. And so as long as there are believers, and as long as Christ lives in those believers, and that's going to be forever, then he is going to be doing his work in every single country on the planet.
Yeah.
So we have to recognize that. And when we do, we can say, thanks be to God that he continues his work through us to bring the light of the gospel to the people of this world who are in darkness.
Absolutely. Bob, a question from Tom. Romans 9:13 says, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Does God determine who will be saved before they're born?
Well, that's a big debate, but when you get to Jacob and Esau, that was a decision that God made, and he had predestined this, that Jacob would be the bloodline instead of Esau. Now, that's not the normal convention. Esau was the first. Jacob was holding on to his heel, and that's what that word means, heel grabber, and he came out second. Uh-huh. So Esau should have had the blessing. But God had predetermined that Jacob would be the carrier, would be the one through whom the seed would come. And so that's how it worked out. So we just need to put that in context. And we have some information about that on our YouTube channel. And we certainly encourage people to check that out to get basic gospel answers on these important issues. Also, we have a brand new video up there today. I know God loves me, but does he accept me? And that's a big question that we all have.
Indeed,
it's up there, so be sure and take a look at that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. Well, friends, keep in mind that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and with your gift in August, you're going to receive the 6-CD audio series and booklet, Gateway to Grace. So click Donate at BasicGospel.net and make your gift. Again, that's Donate at BasicGospel.net for your multi-CD copy of Gateway to Grace. And it's going to be a great, graceful month here in this month of August. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, we continue in our study series, The Power of Eight. And let me remind you that your questions about what you hear on this this study or on Basic Gospel in general, they're always welcome. If you have a question, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that number is available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. And you'll probably hear the answer if you call over the weekend. You'll hear your answer on Monday's broadcast. Again, you can email your question to bob@basicgospel.net as well. But we'd love to hear your voice at that number, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again for the Power of Eight on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.